Our guests on the cafe today are the Black Angels, a neo-psychedelic band from Austin, Texas, formed in the spring of 2004. Their most recent album is called Phosphine Dream and builds on the Austin, Texas history of psychedelic rock that goes back to the mid-60s with Rocky Erickson and the pioneering 13th Floor Elevators. Every year, Black Angels throws the Austin Psychedelic Music Festival, and Rocky Erickson performed right before the Black Angels headlined to close out the festival this past year. I asked Nate Ryan of the band about the festival and its importance.
The idea is to throw a psychedelic rock and roll music festival in Austin, the place where psychedelic rock was born. So the first year it started, and it was one day at this big red barn in northern Austin. And then each year it's just grown kind of organically. The second year it was 3 days, and third year it grew to probably double the capacity, and then this year was even bigger. And we did it at this abandoned power plant here in town called the Sehome Power Plant, and it was such an amazing venue to have it at. And unfortunately, it's one of the last events there because they're going to renovate it into apartments and a mall and maybe office space. So,
Well, at least you guys got to be there. And you closed it off, which is not unusual, but Rocky Erickson played right before you guys?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing.
You talk about the if Austin is the center of psychedelic music, it's certainly because of Rocky. Now, if I were to press you as to what all these bands that you to come to the Psych Fest have in common, could you name a couple of things?
Well, they're all pushing the boundaries somehow, experimental and trying new directions, I guess, through rock and roll. Pushing the limits. I think that's what psychedelic music is exploring unexplored territory and experimenting.
Now, this new album, Phosphine Dream, if you've been following the band for a while, is different in a way in that there's a lot of shorter songs. In fact, the whole thing, heck, is, you know, a little over a half hour long, which is kind of unusual for a Black Angels record. Are you getting to a point where you're kind of separating out the recording experience from what you guys do live?
I think that we just like to kind of do different things. I think different influences came through on this album. You know, maybe more of like a early British rock kind of feel. Mm-hmm. They're just as influential to us as like The Doors, The End, like a, you know, 10-minute song, and The Zombies' short little song, She's Not There, is just as influential. So I think that kind of stuff came through on this album. And we always like to do what's unexpected. So having a shorter album, you know, whereas the last song on Directions to See a Ghost was like 20 minutes, Snake in the Grass, you know, pretty much the new album was almost as long as that last song.
I will admit that I Google mapped 1300 McKinley. There's a song in here called Haunting at 1300 McKinley. And I got to say, it doesn't look like a haunted house, but, you know, what would one look like, right? Now, what is the significance of that space?
That was a house that we all used to live in. Most of us all moved into that place around, I think it was like July of 2007, maybe. And sadly, we were asked to, the house was foreclosed, so we had to move out of it. It's kind of a bummer. But it was haunted.
Did you guys experience it as haunted?
And if it wasn't, then it certainly is now.
<That's right. laughs> No, I, you know, in the laundry room at the house, I could sense some bad energy. Feels like as if somebody was watching me in there, and I'd get tingles down my neck, and every now and then I'd hear a tambourine jingle. And the practice room we used to have, which was right next to the laundry room, just like somebody hit a guitar string and it rang out and no one was in there, so something was going on.
Spooky. Can you guys do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that one right now.
Rolling fast in I-35, supersonic overdrive. Rolling fast in I-35, through the day and past the night. Mm-hmm.
entrance song and Haunting at 1300 McKinley, two from Phosphine Dreams, very fine new album from Austin's Black Angels, who are our guests today. Nate Ryan, Kyle Hunt, Alex Moss, Christian Bland, and Stephanie Bailey on the drums. And people who don't know the band may not understand the reference of the name, the Black Angels, which comes from the Velvet Underground. It's interesting to me. When I think of psychedelic music, I think of certainly of 13th Floor Elevators, but a lot of bands from San Francisco and that whole era. But I guess VU are right up there with the whole thing as well. What's the expression? Not that many people bought Velvet Underground records, but everybody formed a band? Or you've been,
yeah.
you fans of that from the beginning?
I personally, my sister turned me on to the Velvet Underground, and I was kind of amazed by them. I couldn't tell when I heard Nico, it sounded like just a weird androgynous voice, and their music was so simple and effortless. And I think the reason why I kind of got into them is their songs were so easy to cover, and when we were first starting, like one or two chords, you could play a whole Velvet Underground song. But they were also doing the really minimalist approach to music, which we have kind of taken on with the Black Angels, but are also evolving, our sound beyond that. But they're just an amazing band, and Black Angels' Death Song is where we got our name.
Absolutely. We mentioned Rocky Erickson playing at the Psych Fest, and you guys did a stint backing up Rocky a couple years ago. And I understand that there's some recordings that you did at that time with him that are they ever going to come out?
We hope so, one day. There's 10 songs that we did. 5 were acoustic and 5 were full band electric. And right now they're just sitting on the shelf at Cacophony Recording Studios here in Austin. So one day I hope that we can revisit and try to finish those up.
They'll sound like the lost 13th Floor Elevators.
Yeah, that was the goal. And we were hoping that he would come in and sing over them. Hopefully one day we can put that out.
Well, it's interesting because you guys went right back to the spirit of what that band was. Arkaville River kind of interpreting it in a different way when they worked recently with Rocky. But it's interesting what you guys did.
Yeah, we even put Electric Jug on the songs. So
totally.
Yeah, we did have a different approach to it. We wanted to sound old. We wanted to use all the same gear that they use on Easter Everywhere. Have the Electric Jug. And make it sound kind of this weird psychedelic rock, southern rock thing.
Black Angels are our guest today from Austin, Texas, and the new album is called Phosphine Dream. And what do you guys want to do next?
Bad Vibrations. We'll be right back.
That's Bad Vibrations. That is the song that actually begins Phosphine Dream, the new Black Angels album, and the title track. Thank you guys very much for playing live for us today. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This is awesome.